brought to you by Penguin.
Life Without Children, written and read by Roddy Doyle. It's only the bleeding flu, the man in super value. Box sets. There'd nearly been a fight. People were drinking wine like it was beer, and a man Sam didn't know had thumped the table and shouted that House of Cards was better than Breaking Bad and Mad Men put together. All the seasons. The man had knocked over a glass. A woman had thrown a fistload of peanuts at him, although most of them bounced off the table. She seemed to be defending Breaking Bad and Mad Men. Sam wasn't sure. He hadn't seen either. His wife, Emer, had been in the middle of it too, standing up for The Killing, the Danish version. Sam hadn't seen The Killing, and he hadn't a clue how Emer had managed it. They'd walked home, staggering a bit. "When did you watch The Killing?" "I didn't." "It seemed like you did." "Yeah, well, I didn't. But like everyone says, it's brilliant." He'd watched it since, seasons 1, 2, and 3, and it was brilliant. He'd watched The Bridge too, and Love Hate, and a good chunk of The Wire. They were all great. But he'd felt late getting to them, too late and too slow. He knew that if the same people were to meet around the table now, they'd be getting worked up about a whole new bunch of box sets, or something new on Netflix, and he'd be lost again. He'd watched The Killing alone while Emer was at work. He'd watched most of season 1 in a day. It was mesmerising. He'd been going to buy Emer one of the striped jumpers the detective Sarah Lund wore. But he'd done a search. €310 for a genuine one from the Faroe Islands. There was no way he was spending that kind of money. Not now. He didn't have a job. That still felt like a smack 3 months later. Just when they'd both begun to think they'd survived the worst of it, when they were starting to hear and believe the optimism on the radio. "We're seeing light at the end of the tunnel. This is great news for Ireland, Inc." He'd been called in for a chat. He'd started sending out the CVs the day after he came home jobless. He'd signed up with an agency. He'd even ticked the box that let them know he was prepared to go to the UK, Australia, or Canada. It would be temporary. It could be exciting. He hadn't hesitated. But nothing. He was too slow, again. Too late. One of the banks was advertising mortgages for people who are thinking of coming back home to Ireland, from the UK, Australia, and Canada. They'd be fine. Emer said it, and they said it together. They touched glasses and smiled. They'd tighten the belts, just a bit. They'd renegotiate the mortgage, but only when they had to. They'd stretch the 6 remaining years to 12 or 15. "We'll drink less. No way." They laughed. She patted the dog on her lap. "And we'll feed you a bit less, Chester," she said. "'Cause you're a fat little fucker, aren't you?" He wasn't fat, the dog. Neither was Sam. Just when they thought they were safe. They hadn't been alone in thinking that. The cookbooks were a sign of the shift. Whenever they went to people's houses, and they did it a lot on Friday and Saturday evenings, the homes of people Emer knew from work or old friends she'd kept in touch with. They were given food that was supposedly eaten on the streets of cities that Sam associated with bombings or destitution. Beirut street food, Mumbai street food. Jerusalem was the latest, Ottolenghi. The recipe book was always on the kitchen counter, and they'd have to hear the tale of the hunt for the ingredients before they were allowed to eat. Not that he objected to the food. He cooked a bit himself. Dublin street food, and the odd Mexican or Far Eastern dish. But anyway, that was the start of the country's comeback, he'd thought. And Emer had agreed with him. The street food books. The money to buy.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?